Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast. If you're looking to become financially free together, this is your show. Here's your host, Elle Martinez.
Thanks for joining me again. Last week, the topic was about making 2015 a better year for your marriage and money by making smart goals and changing habits. Before we get into deciding what habit to tackle first, I want to go ahead and clarify a couple things on making habits and changing them. Now, there are three basic components to habits: the cues, your triggers for the behavior, your routines, which is the behavior itself, and the rewards, why you're doing this. Now, if you want to make a habit, what you're going to have to do is look at the cues that work best for you, and find a reward that is satisfying enough for you to take up this new routine. If you want to change a habit that you already have, it's slightly different. Believe it or not, you're not trying to wipe out the habit. What you're trying to do is find what is that trigger for the bad habit you're looking to replace, and use that to introduce the new routine, and then you want to keep that same reward that you have. It's the easiest method to replace a bad habit with a more productive habit. Now that we have an idea of how change happens, the next question many people have is, where do they start? What habit do they choose to tackle first? Now, with finances, there are so many ways we can improve it that it can be almost paralyzing to know where to begin. And this is where keystone habits come in. At its essence, a keystone habit is a behavior that starts a chain reaction with your other habits. Let me give you an example with a popular goal people make every year: getting into shape. There's so many ways someone can start off. They can get a food journal. They can start a new diet. They can go about and try a different exercise routine, go to the gym, get a video. You get the idea. But let's say, for instance, this person decides to focus on doing one thing, and that's running every morning. It sounds simple enough. They have their running shoes by their bed. When they wake up, they get dressed, and they go for their jog. Doesn't seem like a big deal, does it? But after a couple weeks, that person starts to notice, in addition to running, they've also adjusted their eating habits. They don't go to the coffee shop for donuts anymore. They drink a lot more water throughout the day. In fact, they enjoy running so much, they invite their spouse every weekend to go for a run through the local park. This one habit, running in the morning, has led to some big changes. Now here comes the difficult part. How do you find out what your keystone habit is? Fortunately, there are certain characteristics of keystone habits that you can look out for. They usually give you a sense of a victory, they help you see yourself in a different light, and they inspire you to do better. Getting back to that running example, someone who does it in the morning feels like they accomplished a major goal before everything else. They also begin to feel like they're a more fit person, which leads them to think ahead and plan out how they're going to continue that for the rest of the day. If you find the process of improving and changing behaviors fascinating, I think you'll enjoy The Power of Habit from Charles Duhigg. Please join me later this week when we discuss how simplifying your life can have a huge impact on your happiness and your net worth. Until then, take care.